some juicy NFL news today out of the NFC East, where the Eagles extended wide receiver DeVonta Smith through the 2028 season. Smith's been a bit of a commander killer over the last few years. He will get a three-year extension, according to Adam Schefter, worth about $75 million, guaranteed a little over $50 mil. So math's pretty easy here, $25 million per, first couple of years guaranteed on the extension. What complicates it some is that they also simultaneously picked up his fifth-year option, which is going to pay him around $16 million in 2025. So really, it's a four-year extension or so, if you add that to the equation, for closer to like $95 million. He becomes the fifth receiver in the NFL, DeVonta Smith does, with a contract averaging $25 million or more per season. It doesn't actually average that, again, with the fifth year, but in terms of the three-year extension he got. So it's Tyreek Hill with Miami, DeVonta Adams with the Raiders, Cooper Kupp of the Rams, and then his teammate A.J. Brown in Philly. I wouldn't necessarily put Smith on that same list, but he's the first receiver to team up with a teammate in Eagles history to each get to 1,000 yards. They did that in 2022, and they're trying to get Jalen Hurts back on track to that MVP level this year. And if they're going to do that, then the 25-year-old DeVonta Smith, a former first-round pick who's got 3,100 yards and 19 touchdowns in three seasons, he's going to have to be a key in that, I think.
I have always loved him. I have always loved his game. I've always, you know, everybody always got mad. Mad's not the right word, but they didn't like what he wasn't, you know, because he's not 6'3", not 220 pounds, doesn't look like Terrell Owens or, you know, I don't know, your prototypical big receiver. But he, to me, is the best of the number twos. He would be like a mid-level number one, I think, for a lot of teams. Not like the truly elite guys. He's not as good as A.J. Brown, not as good as, you know, you could pick him. DeVonta Adams, Justin Jefferson, maybe Stephon Diggs, if he's still right. A number of guys that you'd run through the list. But he's the perfect complimentary receiver to me, right? The big play threat. He's smooth. He's a better route runner than he gets credit for. He's tougher than he gets credit for. He's actually been relatively healthy despite his small frame, which was one of the knocks on him why he lasted.
Yeah, that was the biggest question about him coming out.
I don't think he's missed a game, if memory serves. I have always loved his game, and he, of course, torments Washington. But, that signing makes sense to me, given where they are.
One game this season that he didn't play in. I don't know the specifics of it, but that was the only time in his entire NFL career that he has not been on the field. So your point is he's been durable, and everyone said he wouldn't be able to be. But he does a good job avoiding contact. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily work in the middle of the field a ton, but when he does, he's got that Marvin Harrison Sr. now ability to kind of, you know, be nifty and shifty with his body and get down
on
the ground.
Square him up, yeah.
He's smart, but he's also just exceptional. His 3 years, so he set the Eagles rookie record with 916 yards his first season on an offense that was bad, by the way, in 2021. Then when Hurts takes flight and plays like a top five quarterback in football in 22, he was one of the bell cows and right there smack dab in the middle of it, 95 catches for 1,190 yards. And then this past year, as A.J. Brown went on this crazy heater for a couple of months where he was the number one receiver in football, the numbers came down a little bit, but he still went 80 for 1,100, basically. He ended up with 1,066 on 81 catches, and his targets were down about 25, but still had 7 touchdowns. I'm with you. I think he is outstanding. He's one of the bigger pain-in-the-butt players to deal with in the division, which is as good a compliment as you could pay him. And the Eagles have major questions coming into the season, though, man. I mean, their second half last year was brutal. They collapsed in a lot of ways. They finished 11-6, which doesn't sound that bad, but there was really no reason for them not to win the division. Remember, they blew out their new coordinators now on both sides of the ball. Kellen Moore comes in on offense. Vic Fangio on defense. Nick Sirianni enters the season on, I won't call it a hot seat, but a warm seat, after the fiasco that was the last six or so games of last season. And they did spend a bunch of money. They went out and they brought in Saquon Barkley at running back. They've added DeVante Parker to the wide receiver room. Paris Campbell, the former Giant and Colt, comes in as well on defense. They got the edge that I wanted Washington to sign, Bryce Huff coming over from the Jets. They brought in speedy linebacker Devin White, who was a terrific Pro Bowler with the Bucks. They retained C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who comes over now. Originally from Detroit, who's back via free agency and playing at strong safety. So It's hard not to like the offseason that they had, the splashes that they made. But I'll tell you, if they don't get off to a fast start, I wouldn't want to be Nick Sirianni.
Now, what's interesting is a team that loses the Super Bowl that doesn't have the same success the following year, that's very normal. A team dropping a couple of wins from year over year where guys had career years, that's, again, not that unusual. But how it happened, if you watched any of the ride, you know. Right after that bye week, they won at Kansas City. Didn't look great doing it. They kind of got away with the skin of their teeth there. Won a game against the Bills, I believe, in overtime. Again, really close. They probably should have lost the game. It did, but had that kind of Eagles magic thing that was sort of going on for them. And then it all came crashing down. San Francisco destroyed them. Dallas destroyed them. So in back-to-back weeks, I think they lost by 50-some points combined, right? They just looked terrible, couldn't get right. Then it was the offense that couldn't score. Then it was the defense that couldn't stop anybody. They limped down the stretch, barely beat the god-awful Giants for their only win in December, and then got destroyed in the postseason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.